起我，唱什么都推荐，看不出我的秋天那个我，可是秋天的那家岁，看秋天的那家，看秋天的那把那戏，别会看你的长得就把你心也黑，但我的反击要何必。
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome to Kids Express program on Radio Miraya. I am Jerome Morrison. I'm so glad to be your host today. Kids Express brings you the voices of children providing their own perspectives on issues that matter to them. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the students of Promised Land Secondary School here in Juba. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, your name please.
I'm by the name of Thongbor James. I'm in Promised Land Secondary School, Senior 3.
I'm Sarah Akush from Promised Land Secondary School. I'm in Senior 2.
I'm by the name Ayak Deborah. I'm from Promised Land Secondary School, Senior 2.
Dao Kwanyakoy from Promised Land Secondary School, I'm in Senior 1.
I'm called by the name Funobia Nyilolo. I'm from Promised Land Senior Secondary School. I'm in Senior 4 class.
Okay. Most welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. Good to have you on Kids Express program. Every year on the 15th July, the world celebrates World Youth Skills Day. World Youth Skills Day has become an official UN day starting from 2015 and raises awareness about the importance of youth skills development. The need to campaign and promote World Youth Skills Day is more important than ever before. Despite the youth employment rate increasing compared to the previous year, the number of young people without a job remains over 10% in many countries. At the same time, young people are also faced with the question of how they will address their country's current and future challenges. So with us in the studio today, we are looking at what are some of the ways through which the youth can be able to participate in nation building through acquiring skills. Some of the youth are really desperate to acquire skills that can help them survive through the tough times as we live in a changing world. But where could they get some of those skills from? This still remains a question. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold the Child Organization in partnership with Radio Miraya. Yes, back to our discussion. From your own understanding, what does it mean to have skills or to acquire skills? Yes.
Once again, I'm very happy to be here, and I'm so grateful. And I want to thank the people of Hold the Children in partnership with Radio Miraya for organizing such a talk. To me, to my opinion, to have a skill is something important. And first of all, I would like to introduce what the word skill means.
Sure.
A skill is the internal ability to do something well or perfectly. Especially we can do these things when we practice them, or we go for trainings. To have a skill is something important in life. Like, if you have a skill of doing something, you may go for a job, do something. If you do that thing perfectly, I think it is going to hand you a living. You're going to survive, and I think your life is going to continue on well.
Okay, yes, Sarah, tell us, what does it mean to have skills or to acquire skills?
Well, so far I understand the word skill and it is very important for a youth like me to have skill. Okay, precisely, I would like to base on what I can do as a youth. Number one, you can, this handcrafting, you can use your own hands, you can also make mats, you can also make furniture, and then you can sell them outside there. So you'll be useful to the community and to and the nation at large. That's what I understand most.
Okay, yes, Dao, tell us.
Okay, when comment to the something that my colleague have said, that to the use of South Sudan, maybe I'm going to talk directly to South Sudan. Use of South Sudan, they are the one who increase the hunger by themselves. We have a lot of the skill where they can go and participate, they go grow, they care about agriculture, that they can grow their crop. After that, people will get what? A lot of food. They use their hand to do something well, to develop our country, and to reduce the hunger in our country. True skill, all the skill that are there, we have positive and negative. When we are talking of positive, positive is there, need is there something that is needful. And then negative is something that if you do it, sometime can be bad, like stealing something. Sometime you can, it is good to you to go and steal, but if the owner get you, will shoot you. And then what is that? You die. But positive, to go and do those or maths, anything that is needed, and then you go and send them outside, you gain money. What is that? You get the positive part, and then that is a skill.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. You are almost going to my next question, but let me ask it all the same. What kind of skills do you think is important to have? Yes, Novia.
Yes, actually, I'm so glad to be here. And I congratulate everybody, including the whole child, in partnership with Radio Miraya. According to me, all kinds of skills are okay. But the way we use it, that's a problem. For example, you can do carpentry. That's a skill that God has given you. You can use it in a way that you make these tables, they are there in the market. These are skills that a person has used to come up with the idea that you increase the level that your life is to move to the next level. It's a skill that even can help you and you can do something better. If not, we ladies, we are gifted. You can go and make this, or you just operate a small place where you can plant people's ears and you earn something. In case of that, if you are lacking something in your life, the income that you have earned from what you, the works of your hand, you can get something. But remember, your sweat can pay you back, but somebody's sweat is not good. So you better use your skills that you are gifted with to increase your level of life.
Okay. Yes. Let me hear from James. What kind of skills do you think is important to have?
Well, as my colleague talked of, all skills are important. I think to me they are all important. But they just depend according to the production, how they are going to be helpful to you.
Mm.
There's the positive one and the negative one. If you do this, what will happen next? If you do this, what will happen next? Like, for just take an example. You become a carpentry, whereby you buy these hoods, you take them to the market, you make furnishers, you sell them. After all, I don't think whether there will be something behind that thing. You will not get anything which is taking you astray. But if you have a skill of murdering or killing, at least those are skills. But if you have there, if you are perfect in those things, you may go, you murder a person, or you steal something. And if you are caught, that is death. Of which that one is leading people to negative skills.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to encourage my fellow youth who are having such skills, such negative skills, at least to turn into a right direction or go for training. If they do think that any skill they want, which will help them, is hard, they go for training, they go and after training there, I think they're going to join some work whereby they're going to participate in their work. Then they will leave.
Okay. Yes, Sarah, tell us, what kind of skills do you think is important to have?
We youth, we have to understand. I know all of us enjoy the fruits of our own hands. You don't like a fruit when it is green, but when it ripes, you like it more because you want to feel it. You want to feel that taste. But the thing remains, there are some people who are doors to do the white collar jobs. That is an office work. You just swing around and you feel, I'm somewhere. And also we have the blue collar jobs. Those one are manual work. For example, I'm not interrogating anybody or abusing anybody there. But if you, let's say, you don't have that knowledge, you have not gone to school, you have, there is that knowledge that God has given to you. It is a gift. And if you have that gift, please just go out there, look for jobs. Even collecting somebody's hood and go and sell them. You're already employed yourself. You don't rely on any other person, but you just come out and do it for your own.
Deborah, I would like to hear from you. Why is it important to have skills as youth?
You cannot be a job seeker, but you will be a job creator. Like, if you are not educated, or although you are educated and the jobs are full of people, because these days I think most people want to be, say that I've completed, I've wore a gown and so on. So the jobs may be fulfilled by many people. So although you have a degree, you should put on your torn clothes and go and look for a job you can manage, like digging, like making tables and chairs, like preparing other things, like making chapati at the roadside. Those are jobs you can create for yourself than to knock somebody's door, I want to work as an officer and so on. As I know, every job is important. If you can make chapati, the money will not come that this is a chapati maker. It can come out as the head of Dr. John Garang. It will not come out as the head of chapati. As my cousins or brothers or sisters who are outside, I beg them, if you are educated and the jobs, you did not get any job, try to think ahead, think big and do something you think it will take you ahead. As me, I have a brother. My brother, he completed his senior form in 2011. He never got a job. So he went to the cattle camp to keep another man's cows. And then he tried to pay my school fees. He took me to Nairobi because of that money. But they never wrote there, he's a cattle keeper of somebody. I feel proud for my brother for what he did. And he can think, if other brothers of mine of South Sudan think like that, I think our nation could be developing very good. Like now, the way I'm speaking, I could not. I was there in the village, but when he saw that my sister, she's the only one I have, maybe she will change the nation of South Sudan. As also, I have a hope that I will change something here in South Sudan. So ask me, Deborah, if I see that I have no job or you're a school dropout, it's not that school can take you ahead. You have a gift, one what God has given it to you. Apply it somewhere and God will give you what you look for. So I advise you, my dear, do something. Don't sit at home or going to the where a full table is, clapping and so on. You will not get anything in it. At least you see a grandmother digging. You say, grandmother, may I help you? That is another job. God will give you blessing and you will get what you seek for. That God help those who help themselves. If you cannot help yourself, how will God will help you when you are there dancing, bend down? Where will you get that money? My friend, if you are in that club, come out and go and do something. So that's what I have for my youth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, Sarah.
In addition to what my colleague just said around, the attitude, your attitude matters a lot. Whenever you see your friend, that is your brother, I can call it. So when you really have that, you have the passion in you and said, okay, I want to do this. You just go ahead and say, brother, you know, I love what you do. Would you tell me more about it? You just go ahead. That is already an attitude that is positive. But negative, it will be like you look at your brother in an envious way and said, this is just a small work that doesn't earn. Why do you go for it? You're already discouraging your brother and you don't know that small productive work he's doing is something that is going to be big in years to come.
Thank you so much for that. Let me hear from Novia.
Also, we have to appreciate each other. So if somebody is doing something, don't feel jealous of somebody. When my life is rising, so you should not be annoyed that, you see, Novia is going to this level. She thinks she's clever than everyone. No, I'm not clever. I'm just trying. I'm trying my gift that I'm gifted with. So if you are there, you are seeing your friend rising up. If you cannot manage that in a way that you can hate me, no, you better join me and we combine our hands and I will tell you how I'm doing my things so that you can do yours also. But don't follow my knowledge. What I've given you, you add on so that yours will be different from mine. And people will consider that, these people are gifted with the skills. And this is what they have come up with. Thanks.
Ah, thank you very much. Let's go for a break.
Let's go! Oh, Africa rise up. Oh, it's the one you know. United Nation. Oh, as time is counting, no job for the masses. Oh, injustice is the fold, poverty is rising. There is hope if you learn a skill. This is a mission, skills acquisition. Capacity building, knowledge sharing. There is hope if you learn a skill. At 9 to 5 in the devil workshop. Don't waste your time, sign up. I did not tell her, learn up, Baba. Don't waste your time, stand up now. Arise, Africa.
Arise,
Africa. It's the one use skills day, what use skills day. Arise, Africa.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program with me, Morrison. We were looking earlier on at the importance of acquiring skills as youth. We also realized that at times in the community that there might be trainings offered and perhaps the turn-ups have been low from the youth who might not be interested, especially in the training or some kind of training to do with manual kind of work. So they feel like, okay, if I attain this kind of skills after doing this training, I may not be able to really participate, to put this into good use. So from your observation and from your views, what do you think causes this kind of thing? Yes, James.
Yes, to me, what I've just realized, which causes that thing, most of the youth are ignorant. Whenever people scold, oh, helpers calls for help, that this one should be done, and this one requires youth. They said, for me, I'm from this one, I'm here. How can I go and do such a work? That is ignorant, they ignore. But other people who have attitude or value for that thing may go for it. After all, they just continue like that. They continue like that with the training, the manual work, which was brought to them. And after all, I think they will lead to, they may even prosper. Like, you can't even get a job, a very big job just coming to you, but you started by yourself. Wherever you started from this small manual work, and then you are again promoted, there is just that level. If you practiced, you make perfect, you are promoted to the next level. And you'll even become the big person known in the community. And at least, before you started it, you were not ignorant. You did it to the fullest. And that is what took you to that extent. But some youth that are taking advantage of taking some works, just take them easily. They say, but what if this one gets me there? What will they say I'm doing here? This is not a good job. What? They talk all those things. At least as youth, I would like to tell them, ignorant, live ignorant in you. You just live ignorant. You just go for that thing. Even if they call, they say that you are going to dig. Except take the hoe, go and dig. Maybe you'll be promoted. There is a chance. If you have started from that level, there is your chance. Your chance is coming that you're going to the next level. If you go to the next level, I think you can prosper to the extent that you want it.
Yes, Dao.
Yes, a comment to that. As the youth of South Sudanese, we want our face through to ourselves. When somebody is doing that, we believe this man or this sister of ours, is it man or female, he will do that thing when that he will help her or him. So that during South Sudan, we have a lot of what? Resource, but we don't have the way. People can say, if this man, I will not go. But that one is not the way. We are killing ourselves. Let us use our skill that God provided to us to go and do those activities which are better for our life. True that there is a man, let me tell you a dizzy story. There was a man that was very bad there at school performing. When people are doing exam, he gets 0. And then another person get 90, 80s above. Get 90s, 80 above. And then he think that, say, this is skill, I will never do it. It is bad for me. I will never bring the good result. He go and do his crash. He do the place, a big place. And then that man coming to get what? To be employed there. That is skill of his. That man use his skill to his study. And then he know that there is skill again that will help him to be a better person or the good person. And then that man do what? Follow him again. That is a skill. Let us do deeply skill. If you fail in this skill, go and try another. To do what? To develop ourselves.
Okay. Yes, let me hear from Novia.
Well, in addition to that, also youth have... they are discouraged by their friends sometimes. In case you are moving in a group, because they normally form a crew. So in that crew, they consider, in where I'm living, in a community there, we're having many boys, they are just loitering. So one day they were discussing that, my friend. There's a friend of mine who told me that, let me go and work with him in a place of Chapat. And he's a Ugandan. So he was saying that, what if my girlfriend found me there? Now I will feel ashamed. Maybe she will refuse me. Now I'm asking them, is that girlfriend of yours not eating? What you are doing is a work. And what you are doing is what's supposed to be eaten. Even your girlfriend can eat it. So don't feel ashamed of any job. Even your friends, actually friends are discouraging people sometimes. So I would like to tell them that if you are there with a friend who is telling you that, you feel ashamed of your girlfriend finding you making chapat, maybe she will refuse you. That's not the idea. She's eating like you. So you can't be afraid of that.
Okay. Yes, Sarah.
Yeah. In addition to what my colleague just said around, I would just love to add some of the point. Number one, you have to know at the youth, you are really, really unique in the other way around. We have different fields. Maybe that friend of yours can do best in carpentry, and others can do making tailoring. So you have to know that you're unique. Huh? You are unique in another way around. So bear up with the situation. Let him speak. Don't be so arrogant like you answer somebody, you back at somebody at a bad way so that makes that person, really, this person of mine is so rude. You have to be patient. You just have to do away what he is doing, and then you go after your dreams. Do what is best for you. That's what I want to say.
Okay, thank you. You want to add something?
Yeah, besides what my colleague talked of, I'm also heard by saying youth, they just disqualify themselves, they discourage themselves. Like the background you are from. If you are from a poor background and you are called for that manual work or something is called for you, people just, they discourage you that, look at him, from a very poor background. At least we have to select someone from a good background, whereby maybe his father was a king, a chief, or a known person. But that is not the fact. A person may even be selected, a president might be selected from the poor one, and they may even lead people. It doesn't matter the background, like if you are from a poor family, from a rich family, or from where, it doesn't matter. If you are called for a manual work, you both attend as equal people, as equal youth. You attend that work together, you do it perfectly, and I think you may prosper. So I may just advise my fellow youth to encourage each other. Even if a person is doing a smaller work, just say thank you for doing that thing, and I will soon join you in doing it. And I think that will lead to development.
Okay, thank you. So what should be done to enable the youth to acquire skills? Because maybe some of them are not doing this because they don't have the skills to do this work. Yes, Deborah.
Okay, ask me if I get like a youth outside, maybe you can give them encouragement. Like if you get the person is digging a latrine, you will say, good job, let me help you. Or you say, that is good job, keep it up. But not to say that, why are you doing such a job? What will you gain from it? But that is not correct. You can give encouragement to your brother. Every job is good. So, also, like, if you don't encourage him or her, like, if you get her, she's a house girl at home, you will say, at least you get married than to be a house girl. Maybe some people can be a house girl so that they get money for school fees. Like when I was in Kampala, we were having a house girl. She was at university, Makerere University, but she can work at our home and my uncle can pay her school fees. And she was a house girl. So if you're a house girl, don't say, I will not go to school. Ask people who are staying with the people who are poor. They are working for you. At least pay something for them and encourage them so that they have encouragement to say, yes, I can do it, and I will. One day I will be rich. That one by one, make a bundle. So you try it, that little. Say that a half of a loaf is better than no loaf. So if you can do that job and get little, say, Lord, may you add what I have, and look forward. Never give up. If you get somebody, say, my brother, why are you like this? If you get him, he's doing a bad job. Say, keep it up. You will get a better one. But not to say, banange, look at this person. What is the work of your father when he was alive? The guy will just say, which means I'm doing nothing in this world. At least I go and be a drunkard or to be a robber so that I get dollars and I build my home. Which is not good. As people who are outside, if you get a drunkard person, at least say the word to that person and smile for him. Say the world is still ahead, and keep on talking to him. Like I was having a friend who was a drunkard, but now he's at senior four. He used to take this alcohol and chewing those mirrors. I say, my friend, this will not help you. He say, who are you to talk to me? I say, I am your sister. Actually, that guy was a Moro. We're there at Kampala. I say, please, I'm your sister, although I'm not your real sister. Leave chewing this thing and go to school. He say, now how will I reach? I'm still in P4. I say, okay, if you're still in P4, you leave this job, at least you will be a gate man. Say me to be a gate man. I say the money is the same for a man who is in the office and someone who is a gate man. Then that guy now is having a supermarket. He did it because he listened to people advice. So you people advise others and give them encouragement. What I can tell people who are outside is to give people encouragement and to move ahead. That is what I have for them.
Thank you. Very nice. Yes, Sarah.
Again, I would like to advise my fellow youth, you should not be disturbed by petty things. Petty things are these people who comes around and try to discourage you. There's one funny thing about these people who really, the annoyance in some other way around. You know, they are good lawyers. They are good lawyers to their own cases. And at the same time, they are the best judges to other people's cases. So what I want to tell my fellow youth, to those who really have the skill out there, don't dwell on petty things. Do what you can do best and let the other part be done by God. Yes, that's all.
Well, to add on what my colleague talked of, I may also add on by saying, to youth, there are some youth who are interested in some work, in manual work, but they have no skill about them. At least if there are some people who can provide like training courses whereby the one interested may join and they just go and work there in those training, I think some of them can prosper. And also to my fellow youth themselves, as it is said, two heads are better than one. a person may come to you, for you have that an idea of doing that thing, you have the skill of doing it, but the other person doesn't have. Now to you, as a youth, that small idea you have, you share with that person, of which there might be something you were not knowing, but by the time you shared with him, he had an idea, and you end up making the right thing you were supposed to make. Hence development. So to fellow youth, we should be helping each other. I may just help you, like, just an example. In school, like if a person knows English, the other one knows biology, the other one knows chemistry, and the other one doesn't know, let me talk of agriculture, what? He may just go to a fellow youth that, please help me here. This is my problem. You share what she knows, shares with you, and what you know also shares with her. Now, there, I think you may just end up getting more knowledge, and you can do it to the fullest. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, Dao.
A comment to that, to us as youth. We are supposed to have something that affect you to train your brain, to help you. Like my friend Thongbor, something that affect me, and that something he will help me. If I didn't train him, he will don't know. He will say, I don't know what is taking place from him. But if I have already told him, he will think, and then I will think also, and then we shall form what? One thing which will help you, will help me. That I'm telling my colleagues, youth, let us tell our problem to what? To our friend, to help each other.
Thank you very much for that. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen from our guest in the studio, just right after the break.
DK Music. Have you ever been Mumbela, Nga, Tolina, Jo, Dukira? You know I tried and wrong, and you never want to make a mistake. Ogamba, Yasu, Pa Desanimenti, Yasu, Pa Assistance, Yasu. I don't wanna disappoint you. Kwetaga, I call them Father, who the only one decide. I call them Jai, everybody aside. He's the only one by my side. Yasu, me get time. Mo yeta consola, ma controla. Mo yeta consola, he controls me. The remote control, say na na, ukuja konga ngamente no go. Whatever you want me, you take me nowhere. Control, say na na, ukuja konga. Diga kumkondo, nga yesu yenkondo, wembambula kumyawo, wana kumkondo. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, I will overcome when I say that. Tibambi yesu, mpa disanimenti yesu, mpa assistance yesu. I don't wanna disappoint you. Kwetaga, I call him Father, who the only one decide. I call him Jai, everybody aside. He's the only one by my side. Yesu, mayita hanze, mayita konsola, ma controla, mayita konsola, he controls me. The cream was control. My life doesn't even make sense if you don't lead me. And I really want to
Before we left for the break, there is one more thing that we needed to talk about, the interest. So as youth, what are your interests as youth towards acquiring skills? What would you like to do as an individual, James?
Yes. To me, as an individual, as a youth, for me, I'm so interested in manual works, like handcrafts, of which these handcrafts, you apply them anywhere. Anytime, if you feel like doing something, you apply this, like pottery, carpentry, this manual work, handworking. You go, you do them for this one. You do handworking, manual work. There, if I have a skill there, at least I can do my best. And I can do this manual work to the fullest. And for me, I'm more interested in this manual work rather than other big works whereby you just say, this work will just come alone, like having a skill of doing other things which are not supposed to be more helpful to you. At least you will be just having this manual work whereby you can just apply anytime. If you feel like you have to do something, you just do it anytime, then you also go. For me, I'm interested in those manual works.
Yes, Novia, what is your interest as a person? What kind of skills would you like to acquire?
Me, I'm interested in making the bedsheets, and that's what I'm doing. I normally survive by it because I sponsors myself in a school. That's the business that I'm doing. And also, my grandmother used to make these pots, and we sell them for market so that we earn a living. That's a skill that I was born with it. But the one I'm acquiring in school, that's what I'm planning to do later. I will be doing it. I want to go for surgery. Then for the daily life issues, me, I'm making the bedsheets plus the pot which my mother is making. That's a skill that I know myself that I can do it best. And there's nothing can stop me from doing it.
Wow. Thank you. Yes, Dao, tell us, what is your interest as a person?
Yes, well, in future, and then right now, my mom and then my daddy, they were the farmers. They trained me how to dig, how to grow crop. Even if you are going back now to our village there, you will get some sorghum for last year.
Okay.
Which are there, that people can do what? They can eat. I know that work very well, but in future, I wish, and then I pray to God, I like to be what? A doctor in future. Then I hope I win.
Okay, interesting. Thank you. Yes, Deborah.
Okay, my interest is to be a farmer. Okay, like now, at home I can farm. Even you can get my okra is there, my sukuma wiki and so on. And in coming future, I just want to be as a MP so that I will bring up our country in a good way. So I pray to God to keep my promise.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. We'll go for a break. You had something to add?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to add this one. It is an insightful thought that was by the great man Eleanor Roosevelt. He said that no one can make us feel inferior without our permission. Get it right. That no one can make us feel inferior without our permission. You are superior in other way around. You are not inferior. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, good. Great. Thank you for that. All right. We'll go for a break. And when we return, we have our guest. This right after the break. Africa.
Understanding is everything we share.
Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express Program, a show brought to you by Hold the Child in partnership with Radio Miraya. You're most welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Tell us your name, what you do, and where you're coming from.
Thank you once again. My name is Daniel Deng. I am a teacher, and I'm coming from Chirka. This is where I reside. Yeah, thank you.
Most welcome to the show. Yes, you are a teacher or head teacher?
I am a head teacher, and I teach by profession.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you head a school. From your observation, what kind of skills can be given to the youth to survive?
As a teacher or head of the school, who is empowering youth, both skill and unskill, I would want to deliver the skill that is admired by the community itself, not just a skill that can be underlooked. Because as you're teaching, you give three basics. You give skills, you give knowledge, and you begin to change the behavior. When you have not done that, then you are not spearheading that person. Therefore, I would want to tell my students that the skill that we're given here is that productive skill, not just the skill that will get you involved in the dubious means. A productive skill is that skill where you can get income to earn a living, and again for survival. But the skill that I wouldn't love my students to have is that unclean skill. What do I mean by unclean skill? That is a skill where you can get involved in that dubious means and you get killed. And I speak now, I will never allow my students from Promised Land Secondary School to get indulged in any kind of activity that is not productive. And the subjects that are being taught there, those ones, they help them to acquire skills, either the physical skill and then the unphysical one. So I am telling, or I am giving my students to have that, not depend on the attitude that, you know, I cannot provide myself things. You are right there for yourself. You can do anything depending on the skill, the talent that is given to you by the Almighty God. You supplement it with what the teachers give, and then you can have the better skill that is productive, that will raise yourself and raise the nation as well.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. We realize that this needs a collective effort in order for this to come to pass. So how can other stakeholders be part of mentoring the youth to be productive in the community?
Okay. Thank you, Morrison. This is the good thing that I have been seeing. The community itself, plus the youth, they lack so many skills that need to be delivered to them. And to start with, my community or my nation, South Sudan, they lack the business skills. Why do I say this? They are not good entrepreneurs, as in a way that they can be able to employ the little skill that they have so that they can generate money. Being an entrepreneur, you can use other skill in business. Why you can start a business like pottery, where you can make them, you begin to sell them. That one is a skill. And what have you done there? You have created a business for yourself where you'll be earning money. There's the other thing where boys make chapati. You know, that one is another entrepreneurship skill, because you'll be getting your capital to push on other things that you cannot supplement. And therefore, I urge and I tell people there that people should be given the entrepreneurship skill. This is a skill that I have realized it is not there. As we speak now, my community itself does not have that skill. And second to it, you know, we are created, like in the gospel it is said, you all have talents, but the way you utilize them. All of us believe we have the talents, but where we put them right is the problem. If I am talented in making chairs, why can't I go for that? I can do that in a way that people can appreciate. So people have their talents, have their skills, especially the youth. Do not deviate from your goal. If you are still in school, please push on school, and then you can use the other skill that will help you finance yourself and you finish successfully. I am a typical example. Way back I am very good in tailoring. Way back in my primary school, I could make clothes for myself and begin to sell. Where I could get money, and then if it begins Monday to Friday, I would have no problems with all issues. If it comes pen, books, I would supply myself. Therefore, this is what we're supposed to realize as the youth outside there, that you can do anything to push a living. You being out of school does not mean you just stop there, but there's still a second chance.
Thank you so much for that. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from our guests in the studio. Thank you so much. We'll invite a question from our student. Is there anyone with a question?
What do you say about the youth who might have acquired skills but needs a boost for them to kick off with what they would like to do productively?
Okay, thank you, Sarah. The youth that would have acquired skills but need a boost for them to kick off. You know, the word kickoff itself is a start. This is a switching start. So if you are there and you're being given the skill, you cannot just kick it yourself. Therefore, as all of us have the skill, fine, but we need a switch turn on. I am therefore saying, first and foremost, have that confidence in you. If you have that confidence, therefore, you'll begin to call in other people. Entrepreneurs themselves, they will come in and give you the entrepreneurship skill. And if you have that skill, this one calls for me to say to my nation that, and the community itself, our youth have the skill, fine. But one, we do not pick up to them. We do not encourage them in their skill. And this one I've seen right away from my living here in South Sudan. You know, my community tends to have that ability where the foreign hand does it best. This is a switch-off start for our youth who have skills. If you begin to receive those youth that have skills and you do not want to honor them because they have the skill and give them that job so that they can do, my youth definitely will feel discouraged and they will not take in that job. And you are now therefore discouraging their skill to die with them innocently. So I am therefore saying, if you are there to help the youth who already have the skill, please encourage them and have a belief in them that not the foreign hand nowadays can do it, but my youth who are in this nation, I can do it. Believe in yourself. Believe we can do better and we can kick off on that. Again, I would push this to the Ministry of Higher Education. I believe there are very few technical schools inside South Sudan. And technical schools deal with handwork and the manual job that will help students to produce life at all other angles, leave alone the pen and the books, but they can push their hands and their minds and brains to develop other things that they can do. I only learned to know there's Juba Tekeniko, but this one is not enough. These youth can try. The others who can become engineers, a mechanical, the carpenters, and so on and so forth. These youth, they have skills down there, but those institutions that can uplift their skill are not being put in place. So I therefore request the government, if they are there, to supply or erect these other technical schools.
Thank you very much. So for Mr. Daniel for being a part of the show, let's give him a round of applause. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen from the students in the studio who will give us riddles, poems, and story with a moderation this afternoon.
Riddle. What make you young?
NG.
All right, can you explain it to us?
Because when you write the word you, then you add NG, that's make young. Yeah. So NG makes me young.
That is correct.
Riddle. I am a noun. I contain all the vowel letters. Who am I? Come again.
Education.
You're right, yeah. Education has all the five vowel letters.
Riddle.
I'm in the beginning of a woman and at the last of the cow. Who am I?
W.
Yes, right.
Okay. Thank you so much for those riddles. It's Gil. Okay, let's round it up with a story. Yes, welcome.
Well, I'm Sarah Kutch once again, and I would love to share my story with you. There's a hare and the crocodile. These were great friends. One day, the crocodile loves to eat the heart of the hare. But because the crocodile was so close to the friend, he would hide the feelings and pretend that this is my friend. Hare, being known as the most cheekiest animal, the hare was now aware of the plans of the crocodile. The hare decided to trick the crocodile. The house of the hare was just near the river. And obviously the crocodile lives in the water. In the morning, the crocodile would come out and sing and said, "Ho, ho, my rusty, rusty, rusty rose." And the hare would hear, "Mm-hmm, stupid, 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 stupid crocodile." And the crocodile would be like, "What did you say, hare?" I said,
my good friend Crocodile. They stayed living, and now the crocodile was so interested of eating the heart of the hare. So one day the hare was now aware that his life is in danger. So the hare told the crocodile that, you know what, my friend, I know what you want from me. I know you want my head. So if you want my head, call all the creatures under the water, including all of your family. Call your grandmother, your grandfather, your kids, your wife, and come. So the crocodile called all the family. The hare said, okay, let me pick my apples. So I eat it so that when I give my heart, you'll really eat it well. So the crocodile said, it's okay. The hare went and picked all the apples, ate it, and took some. So the hare said, crocodile, line up with your family. You lead me to the other side of the river, and then I will call all my sisters to come, and you'll collect our hearts. The crocodile said, yummy, yummy, yummy heart. I'm going to eat it. We are going to enjoy the feast. So the hare was so cheeky, and he was aware of what the crocodile was doing. So he said, okay, line up. I'm going to call all of my sisters. So the hare started climbing on the other, to the other, to the other, until the hare reaches the other side of the river, and he crossed. And now he shouted and told the crocodile, stupid, stupid, stupid crocodile, you think you would eat my heart? The poor crocodile went into the water and cried and moaned that, how can I be so stupid without knowing the hare's plan? So that is all my story.
Okay, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for coming. You have a good time.
Light a candle for peace, light a candle for love, light a candle that shines all the way around the world, light a candle for me, light a candle for you, that our wish for world peace will one day come true. Light a candle for peace, light a candle for love, light a candle that shines.